to me, building design is more than energy efficiency. It's location and style, like building into the earth, using trees instead of chopping them down, foregoing the apartment complex with the huge paved parking lot approach, and so forth. What are your thoughts about that?
Rocky Mountain Institute, as demonstrated in our Innovation Center, we think that biophilic design is a key component of sustainable design. And what biophilic design means is inspired by nature. So there's a lot of studies that show that nature-inspired design can help boost productivity. It can help boost occupant health inside of a building. And so it should be and could be something incorporated into any building. So what can be biophilic design elements, for example, are great views and access to nature. So a lot of windows and glazing, nature-inspired materials. So, for example, we have a lot of beetle kill wood pillars in our building. And just generally design elements that are pleasing to the eye but also serve multiple functions in a building.
Is there a way to design low-income housing or affordable housing in a climate-friendly way or a biophilic way?
With new construction, there is absolutely plenty of design strategies that you can use that are cost competitive with business as usual that can achieve net zero energy or high levels of energy efficiency. But I think the biggest challenge that we have specifically in the Roaring Fork Valley and in other communities is in the existing building stock, that those buildings that have already been constructed and will be around for quite some time in the future. But when we think about looking at net zero energy retrofits, so doing a retrofit of a property to bring the energy use down and then supply any energy needs through renewables. If we look at it as in a way that how can we provide a package or a kit of parts that can make this process really easy, maybe as easy as buying a cell phone, and look at it as not only for single family properties, but for multifamily properties and particularly affordable housing, it can really change the nature of the game in both providing something that consumers want much more easily, and then when you look at scale, at a much more attractive price point. The other issue when it comes to affordable housing, it's actually a really prime market segment for net zero energy retrofits, because studies show that on average, low and fixed income households have a much higher energy burden than the average homeowner. If your energy bill is 20% or higher of your average monthly income, you are considered to carry a much higher energy burden. And that's something that has real consequences for families in this area and nationally.
What kind of housing is appropriate for this area?
I think what the opportunity might be here is if the counties and relative cities work together to aggregate their affordable housing square footage, and all of a sudden the economics look quite different. So I think there's a key opportunity here in the Valley to, if this is a compelling idea that we want to try out with our affordable housing stock, to really combine and collaborate amongst municipalities and counties to take a look at the affordable housing stock in the greater area as a whole.
What would you advise them to do in terms of design that sort of moves things into the future?
Focus on efficiency first. So just building buildings well, very tight envelope, air tightness, good insulation to bring those energy loads down. And not only are you going to get a better building for it, but you're also going to have lower energy costs for the occupants.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.